Kaiser. Government.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And this is I Come From The Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by one lonely statue presiding over a vast ocean of chaos. Normally, the statue is paired with yet another one, facing away on another distant shore, but ever pointing towards the other. But now, in this world of chaos, the statue sits alone. This song is called A Flowing Field of Green by Planning for Burial.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to the informational portion of this hour. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Excuse me, just to prove that it's real and I'm not AI. Does AI cough? I'm not sure. You're listening to I Come From The Mountain. Definitely not AI generated, at least for now. And you just heard a whole bunch of songs, as is customary of this Wednesday afternoon. You just heard a band from here, Canada, from Quebec, named Ribbon Skirt, a song called Off Res off of their album Bite Down, which has been on pretty fair rotation on my end. Really solid, really, really solid post-punk indie rock for your hungry ears. And before that, you heard from Nuvo La Scura, a song called And In The End You Threw It All Away, which is a little single that they've released out on Zegma Beach. Second song of our set today was For Your Health, a song called Flowers For The Worst Of Them, off of their new album, Bitter Garden. And we started it off this loud set with Planning for Burial, a song called A Flowing Field of Green, from their new album, It's Closeness, It's Easy. And God, that's nice, because there's not a lot of easy things going on in the world right now. My heart goes out to what's happening in Los Angeles. We're witnessing some pretty awful authoritarian vibes here on our side of the world. And, you know, we've always kind of known, but it's pretty obvious now. So, best of luck and all my love and solidarity to the people of Los Angeles standing up to tyranny, because that is what it is. So, let's put that into the slot of 1.5 million horrible things that are happening on this wretched earth of ours. So I'm glad that I still get to do this, and that you still get to do this, and that we get to enjoy and connect over music. For now, right, until we are replaced by AI or Tesla trucks or some other odd evil out there. All those dark clouds aside, it's a beautiful sunny day today in the middle of Vancouver summer, and not a drop of rain in sight. So all of you that live here but still insist on hating on the rain, it's your time. It's your time to shine. Go hit that park. Go hit that beach. Crack that beer, whatever it is that you want to do on this hot day. For my end, I won't be here next week, so it'll be a rerun for anyone that's keeping tabs on me. I'm going to go on a small but much needed break from reality, and I hope to come back a better and more fulfilled human than I currently feel. I will see you in 2 weeks from now, but there'll be some nice rerun, I think. And, you know, the shows are fairly good for the most part, maybe. I guess that's up to you. I guess that's up to you to figure out. So, and what else? And then Tash is sick today, so only me today, as it was in its origin, but not as it is desired. So, I hope that she makes a speedy recovery, and that she is able to get back in this booth with me as soon as I am back from being away. Let's move on to what you're all here to do. It certainly isn't me and my schedule or my sour thoughts, but it is certainly here for the sour, dour music that I end up playing, with the odd sprinkle of not so dour, not so sour, but it's pretty odd. Okay, so one more. Let's get on with it then. This is this next song I'm going to play for you is a new song by Midwife with Matt Jensik, and the song is called Delete Key, and it is going to open an album called Never Die, which will be out on Relapse Records later on this year. So here it is, Matt Jensik and Midwife. This song is called Delete Key.
Thank you. lie? Why can't we both collapse? Be broken, be betrayed by our bodies, begging for any ounce of hope, joy, or any other words that describe our failed state of being. It's not hopeless, there's just less hope. The act is tainted now. What can I say? It's just different. The act of love is now just a sad reminder of what we could have had, who you could have been, and who we could have held. And for that, I look into the mirror and I ask, what did we do to deserve this? Nothing, nothing more is worse. I wasn't unfazed, I was dead inside, but it was my turn to be the anchor. Why can't we both collapse, be broken, be betrayed by our bodies, begging for any ounce of hope, joy, or any other words that describe us? It wasn't our turn to hold you, it wasn't our turn. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to the informational and spoken portion of this hour that is the habitat and home of me and this show. I come from the mountain. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so much for listening thus far. We've got just a few more minutes here left of airtime, so let's get right on it, shall we? You just heard a song by the band Turnstile. It's the closing track of their album Never Enough. It's called Magic Man, and you know, the song that I played previously is Jenna Hival, a song called I Want the End to Sound Like This from her album in Iris Silver Mist, I'm always so shocked at how much I love closing songs. I think there's just such a power to a good closer that at some point I'm almost like, is it too tacky of a thought for a show maybe sometime in the future that is just focused on closing music? Because like some bands don't care and some artists don't care, because especially now in this era where like music just kind of gets played out of order all the time. And I say out of order because maybe I'm antiquated as someone that likes albums. I grew up with albums. I like the whole release experience, but I've been having this conversation a lot. And so I've just been thinking a lot about like the power of what it means to write an album. And then with that, like, what does an opener do? What does the middle of the album do for the album? What's the closer do? And I just love closers because they're just like, they're like the last thing you hear. And so in some ways, they're also the first thing you remember. And so I'm always here for good closers. I think Magic Man's a great closer for that Turnstile record. I think that the Jenna Hival closer is also really good. It's instrumental, which was a bold choice for her, but still quite good. And yeah, so, you know, some thoughts there. Maybe one day I'll start with like a special for I Come From the Mountain where I just do closing music. I'll keep an eye out for that. That's an interesting idea. And we can like, you and me, we can play it out together. And then if you like it, then maybe we make a whole thing about it, you know? For as long as we have closing songs to albums, which means as long as we have albums, which might not be always, you know, as Spotify and streaming services continue to dictate what happens in music land. I think that maybe we're just changing the way in which we are experiencing music. We are. I know that. So anyway. So yeah, you heard Turnstile, you heard Jenny Hival. Before that, you heard from local your friend Brennan, a song called Empty, which came out late last year on a tape called Dream Hall out on Singing Circle. Before that, you heard from one of my favorites, Pyle, a new song they just dropped from their upcoming album, Sunshine and Balance Beams. The song's called Uneasy. And before that, you heard Witch of the Waste. This is an oldie. This is from 2015. I'm playing it because this Friday, Witch of the Waste is playing Green Auto, and they're going to do a 10-year anniversary playthrough of Made of Teeth, which is the album that song is from. I also should just say that I'm playing that show. I play in a band called Anchorus, and so we're playing it. Obviously, it feels weird to play my own band's music, but because Witch are really good friends of mine, and that album is amazing. I'm just really happy that they're doing one last hurrah. Their drummer's leaving town, and Witch of the Waste will cease to be a band at all. So go listen to some loud metal. The bill is at, it's a Green Auto this Friday. A bunch of other cool bands are playing, Witch of the Waste, Anchorus, Druin, The Hallowed Catharsis, and the headliners are a band called Mulgrave. Before that we start, no. Then second song of that long set was Tunic, a song called Sorrow's Grip. That is the opening track of their album, A Harmony of Loss Has Been Sung. And we started off that second set of the show with Matt Jensik and Midwife, a song called Delete Key, which is also the opening track of their album, Never Die. That's it. We've reached the end. So with that, I bid my farewell. Up next is The Real World. And I hope you enjoy that. And I leave you with one more song. This last song is from an album I've been listening to a lot, perhaps because sometimes when I listen to too much loud music, I need like very overwhelming but ultimately quiet and calm music. And so, which, you know, different strokes for different folks. Maybe what I'm about to play isn't as calm or as quiet as I think it is, but I think it is. So I'm leaving you with that. This is a little instrumental song called Constantly Slipping Away by the Italian artist Abul Mogard. It is off of his new album, Quiet Pieces. And so I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the show. I always hope to enjoy everything that I do and play. And if you have anything you want to share with me, you can always shoot that over to the Airhead, airhead@catr.ca. You can rant and complain about me and my music taste to the Airhead. And we'll maybe publish it. And maybe the Airhead will write back. Just as a heads up, the Airhead is not me. But so don't worry about that. All right. This is Constantly Slipping Away. This has been I Come From The Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
wildest dreams of everything achievable. Don't set no limits. Limitation of yourself is your own harshest critic. Don't fall for the gimmick. Some people peddle motivation, then they prey upon the timid. They shower you with it. Nothing wrong with a compliment or a positive image. What happens when it's gone? Will you fall and diminish? Can you maintain it yourself without the props that ignition? Just stop for a minute. Take stock of your situation. It's complicated. They wanna spin it. Want you do like a mimic. Copy their approach, they upvote another form of systemic. A pyramid, push them to the pinnacle. I ain't trying to hear that you're enlightened and all spiritual with it. Not believing in the rocks and the stones. Reading all the tarot cards, the cosmic unknown. Stars in alignment, your mind getting grown. Hard it is to find that I sigh, gotta groan. Not believing in the rocks and the stones. Reading all the tarot cards, the cosmic unknown. Stars in alignment, your mind getting grown. Hard it is to find. God, cause if there is one, it'd be so far beyond you. Don't talk, don't preach your views on topics you could not possibly know. Go study economics. Some will believe untruths, thinking magical, convinced the actual world can't be divulged. A radical gulf between subject and object, traversing a void so dense it collapses the offset. As if nature can only be understood as ideas, and logic is the only real science. Studying thought, no matter how you insist that it isn't, has your body caught in solipsism, muddy the waters you're fishing in, purporting to have been afforded special knowledges of a divinity derivative of reflective consciousness. History is off limits for feeble understanding. It's a mystery, a thread that needs unraveling. A story that is fed through the loop of each epoch. But the people need food and a clean plate we can eat off. Charity is a denial of rights. They stare at me through a rifle with sights, cause I dare to be in defiance. I know a Christian who uses Christ as a model, and as far as their behavior, there's nothing I can fault them. It's less religion, more class contradiction that's moving shit. So why do you believe your Messiah hit the crucifix?
Hello, this is Alex Onhongtai from Dirty Beaches, aka Last Lizard, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm not giving up.
All right, so you are listening to The Real World on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam peoples at the University of British Columbia. And if this is your first time tuning in, this is UBC Film Society's radio show. So normally we broadcast every week from 4 to 5 at this time on CITR, but over the summer, you know, we've been